Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 08:00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 10:00 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 11:00 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 12:00 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
KCMGT. Kilo Charlie 8, Mike Zulu Tango Mobile. KC8, MZT from W2PUT. 52, Papa Quebec Papa. This is KC8, MZT. I am southbound 23 at M14. Name here is Andrew. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Andrew. The name here is Dan. The call is Whiskey 2, Papa Uniform Tango. Oh, I'm just in my the home office here looking for a good excuse to be distracted from doing admin heard you in there. I figured I'd say hello to you.
I copy, Whiskey 2, Papa Uniform Tango. Yeah, nice to meet you. I think you said your name was Dan. I was looking for a good excuse to hop on the radio. Like I said, I'm southbound US 23 and M14, just hopped on 23, heading to my lady friend's house. And I just hopped off of the Oak Park repeater. I lost them at about 25 miles from their repeater. I was having a good conversation over there with a couple of fellas. This is my first time hopping on this repeater. I just recently got my ham radio reinstalled back in my truck and kind of started getting back into ham radio again in the last couple weeks. It's kind of like anything. My hobbies kind of fluctuate. But, go ahead, Dan.
Hey, well, you got a decent signal on the repeater. You know, your radio is working quite well for you. Well, obviously, if you're able to get into the Oak Park, or, you know, fall out of it at about that distance, that's quite a haul. Of course, you know, the repeater's up on top of, Weiser Hall there at the U of M. I'm down south of Ann Arbor in Milan here.
Milan, yeah, I'm going to be driving right by you. I'll probably catch you on Simplex here shortly. My destination today is Dundee. She lives right across from the Cabela's there. So, oddly enough, we were talking about that on the last repeater. They were like, isn't there a Cabela's down there? I said, yep, and oddly enough, that's on my agenda to go to today. I've got some gift cards from Christmas that are burning a hole in my pocket, so we're going to go spend some money at Cabela's today. I'm going to be driving right by you through Milan.
Well, real good. Actually, I had breakfast in Dundee this morning at the little diner downtown. My son had his pickup truck at the Dodge dealer there for some warranty paint work and was ready for pickup, so he'd been borrowing one of our cars here. So, and the missus and I drove him down to Dundee, bought us breakfast, and we dropped him off at the dealer, and we go to Dundee. I would say frequently. Haven't been at Cabela's in a while, but the St. Julian lines on the other side of M50, we're in there probably every other week. You know, if you're a wine club member, you can, you know, do the free wine tastings. And we'll frequently go down there on a Wednesday night when the grandkids are in Awana. And so me and the missus and, a couple of our sons and their wives will go down there. Yeah, I'm coming into the 523. I'm actually in via All-Star. I'm on my many repeater / nodes in the area here. I'm on the 900 repeater. You know, the UHF, the 4.1 repeater in my one that's tied in the East Coast Reflector, that's one of my repeaters there as well.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's where I'm going, is right downtown Dundee. She's lives at so there's some apartments right behind the Citgo there, so that's where I'm going. I'm from Lake Orion, so I got a little bit of a haul to come down and see her. She's got a couple horses, and a couple months ago she convinced me to get a horse, so I'm now a horse owner. So we might be stopping by to visit the horses today and check in, see how they're doing, and we keep them at a barn on the east side of Dundee downtown. So I've been coming down here for a few months, and when I have a day off of work and stuff, I'll come down this way. But like I said, my first time on this repeater, so I wasn't sure if I was going to get anyone or not. And I'm becoming very familiar with Dundee and this area down here. You mentioned the East Coast Reflector. Just recently, I've been tuning into one of the many repeaters, I think, on the Renaissance Center. They have 443.075. They do a net every morning, it seems like, at 7 o'clock. And that's been a pretty cool net to listen in on. It's linked up to the East Coast Reflector as well, which I'm kind of learning about. Been in ham radio for a while, but I've never heard of the East Coast Reflector. And it seems like they have Echo Link repeaters all over the country. It's really cool to listen to. But I'm still learning. You know, I don't know if it seems like that repeater might only be connected to it at certain times. I don't know if you know more about it than I do, but yeah, I'm certainly curious. So go ahead, Dan, KC8MZT.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that repeater is connected full time. I know sometimes during the day we'll hear people, on the reflector, coming in on the repeater. But yeah, I don't know if they're truly on full time. But yeah, the morning brew from 7 to 9. And then Fridays from 9 to 10, they call the Extra Cup. but yeah, my repeater's been a part of the East Coast Reflector since, well, we'll say it's before it was the East Coast Reflector. It started out in Buffalo, Western New York area, with just before internet linking was a thing, with several local repeaters. And then around 1999, 2000, Echo Link was added to it. I'm not a Michigan native. I moved here in 2000. I actually helped build the Western New York portion of the system, and IRLP came to the party, and they actually built me an IRLP node. So, the repeater here has been on the system for a long time. We've transitioned to the All-Star. There's more All-Star connections than there is Echo Link, but it's a similar radio over IP type setup. But yeah, a lot of fun. Enjoy it quite a bit. But yeah, I've been a part of it since before the internet was connected to it. Back to you, Andrew. WTPJ.
Very good, Dan. Yeah, I've been on Echo Link for, probably 15 years, on and off, but it seems like when I first got into it, it was very few and far between repeaters that were connected to Echo Link, and I kind of fell off of ham radio for a while there, and then about 5 years ago, I got really into it, and I really studied hard. I got my general. Stand by 1 second. I got to get over shift lane. Stand by. KC8MZT. Yeah, we had a vehicle pulled over on the side of the road. I wanted to focus. But anyways, I remember a couple of, I've kind of been out of the UHF game for a while. I haven't really talked too much on it the last few years, and up until recently it was when I started getting back more into it, and it seems like now it's like everything's connected to Echo Link. I mean, it's really awesome. It's a really great use of technology, and I'm not too familiar with All-Star. When I think of All-Star, I think of D-Star, the ICOM digital mode, kind of like DH2 System Fusion. So I don't really know that much about All-Star. Is it similar to Echo Link? Is it the same concept? Is it just a different way of doing it? Go ahead.
You could consider All-Star similar to Echo Link. It's analog, connection. Unlike D-Star, which is digital or DMR or System Fusion. But yeah, a similar platform. It doesn't have a PC client or an Android or Apple app that you can put on your phone to access it like that. It's direct. Like Echo Link. That being said, there are apps you can put on your phone that can get into All-Star nodes from in a manner similar to Echo Link. It definitely is more dedicated to RF connections, be it a simplex radio or a full duplex repeater. Where Echo Link tends to, really more facilitate person-to-person connections. Although there are plenty of repeaters and nodes on. So similar platforms, though the target audiences are, what they do is similar yet different. audio on All-Star tends to be far higher quality. They're running higher bitrate codecs, so the audio quality is definitely better. I can tell when someone comes on the East Coast Reflector running All-Star, because of the audio difference. They have improved the Echo Link codecs in the last few years, so it's far better than it was, but it's still not quite the same audio quality level. But some people like to throw shade at All-Star, or not All-Star, at Echo Link because of that. But hey, just another tool in the toolbox.
Makes sense. Yeah, that I understand what you're saying. Yeah, because Echo Link, I have the app on my phone, and you can access it on your computer and all sorts of stuff. So I see what you're saying. But it's like you said, it's just another tool in the toolbox, and just another way for people to make connections and make contacts and things like that. And I think it's awesome. I can actually hit. So I live in Lake Orion, which is about 26 miles north of Detroit, and I can hit just barely. I got a 5.4 signal report the other day, maybe a 5.3 signal report from my mobile rig at my house on the 443 repeater, and I was able to check in on the brew crew. That was pretty cool. And that was one of the first nets that I joined on VHF, or rather UHF, with that many people checking in from all over the country. I mean, it was almost like talking on HF. It was awesome. So I think I'm gonna, and then, their net runs from 7 to 9, and I usually get off work at 8 in the morning. So I kind of get out of work, and I, fire up the radio on my way home, and I'm able to listen in on the net. And I've been listening to them for just about a week now. Like I said, I just recently put this radio back in my truck, so I'm kind of just recently getting back into VHF, UHF stuff. It's been a ton of fun, and especially with all the different repeaters that are connected, it seems like way more in the last couple of years, which is just great. So, I'm still southbound 23, just passing Carpenter Road. I think I'm probably in your neck of the woods right about now. But
yep, you're pretty close. The road I'm on dead ends at 23, just south of Plank Road. So when you go under Plank Road and a little south of there, as you look off to your right, you'll see a green kind of building, commercial building. That's almost at the dead end of the road that I live on. So you got no right where you are. Over the last 5 years, there's been a market increase in repeater and link connections to it, both All-Star and Echo Link. There's another platform out there, IRLP, which was originally kind of the start of a lot of repeater linking. But it's not a bad platform, but the guys that run IRLP have not really embraced change. It's been very stagnant, and they've occasionally been difficult to work with. So there's still people on it. There's still an IRLP bridge into the reflector, but there's not the explosion of nodes and stuff on there. I know people who have left IRLP to go to All-Star because of the flexibility. But with the Detroit repeater, I kind of wonder what's going to happen long term. With Remsen, I think they're leaving one tower and tearing the others down. But I'm not sure if that's on one that's staying or going. It does make me wonder. There's the 3.475 repeater on DTE. That thing needs some love. I got to get back down there to do some upgrades to it. We had a failure. I put a temporary repeater in, but the temporary repeater gets bombed by interference. I got to get the old repeater back functional again, but it's an access asshole. We used to have IRLP on it, but, you know, who knows if 075 winds up having to find a new home. I may need to get 475 back in fighting shape again.
Well, you know what they say, people like two things. They like change and they like things the same. So you can't, sometimes you can never win. But, yeah, it's hard to keep track of how many, I mean, I don't even know how many repeaters it seems like are on the run center. Every time I hop on repeater book, there's like 15 different Detroit repeaters, and I can never remember which ones are on the run center and which ones are, you know, labeled as Detroit, but they're not really in Detroit. And, of course, I guess I've never really done too much research into it. But I think the one I was talking on, the one that we've been referring to, I think that one's on the run center. I don't know, just off the top of your head, do you know how many repeaters they have there? It seems like there's a lot on that tower, those towers.
Well, I know that there's a lot of commercial stuff up on top of Rensen. Ham-wise, I'm not certain. I know, the UHF GM repeater. I think they've got a 2-meter fusion repeater up there too, but I'm not really sure what they have ham-wise. I help maintain the 533, which is on top of DTE, and the 443, 475 is also on top of DTE. Actually, I built the original 475, and we had a module failure on it. It was a commercial repeater. I wasn't able to get a replacement for it, and a couple of years ago, a pile of those modules fell on my lap, but access is an issue in scheduling, because we can only get access, you know, normal business hours during, you know, during weekdays. So it's not like I can say, oh, hey, I'm not doing anything Saturday. I'm going to pop down to DTE and go work on the repeater. Yeah, it don't work that way down there. So, I want to get the commercial one. There's a temporary commercial equipment, but it's a paramobile, so that just doesn't have the receiver performance that a true repeater does. Those are the only, I'm pretty sure those are the only two ham repeaters on top of Rensen. WTPT.
Oh, okay. Very good, Dan. Yeah, like I said, there's a bunch of repeaters and I listed on the which ones are, on the Rensen and which ones aren't and whatnot, and I knew they had a bunch of stuff up there, but yeah, that makes sense. I gotta imagine they kinda keep things kinda locked down there. Even though I think there's all sorts of businesses in those buildings, but it's not just GM or anything like that anymore. But yeah, I think I'm starting to get some TRM there on this repeater. Like I said, I just went through your neck of the woods. Should be coming up to Dundee here in a couple of minutes. I always know I come around this last bend, I can see the Cabela's. I know I'm almost there. But I kind of lost my train of thought, Dan. But I'll send it back to you, KC and MVT.
Okay, Andrew. Yeah, sometimes the repeater gets a little sketchy down there. The location there in Ann Arbor is not high ground. Ann Arbor is kind of in a bowl, so the top of the puts you just below the top of the edge of the bowl. So that repeater sometimes doesn't, or this, the 523 doesn't always have the greatest coverage in certain because of the terrain. Okay, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. I'll see you going since you're about where you gotta be. And probably should get back to doing what they pay me to. Full time here, I'm a project manager for Motorola. Work on a lot of projects on the state radio system. KC8MZTW2PET. It's a really beautiful area, but no, it's cool. It's cool looking at the state radio system, the MPSES. I'm actually a firefighter in Oakland County just recently, as you're probably aware, switched over to the OCP 25, the
state radio hybrid Elton County system, and so I've been pretty familiar with that system now. I host a lot of trainings for my department with the P25 system. Motorola is they've got a good system going there. We switched from Harris, and noticeable improvements from the Harris system. But go ahead, Dan. W2 PST is KCNMCT.
Oh, very interesting. I did a little bit of work on the Oakland County project. I used to be a field tech before I moved into project management. I started off on that, and then I got pulled for the Ingham County project because that was moving ahead of. But interesting. And I'm also a firefighter in Milan here. I've been here 25 years. Yeah, count the time back home. I've been doing it for 2 years. So. It's always fun to meet someone else that does it too. All right, take care. W2PT.
Yeah, I'd love to get you in on the frequency meter. We can chat more about the fire service. I'm sure we could probably talk for hours about it. But I'm just about where I need to be. Dan, it was great talking with you. I'd love to catch up with you soon. I'll probably be on this repeater a lot more often. And maybe I'll catch you again here in the very near future. So W2PUP, I am just getting off the...
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Snow. 26 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 26 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 26 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 26 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 26 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees. Thank you. Node 273
Talk to you later. N7OKN and you and another student doubled. So I'll let you go and I'll let the other station try again. N7OKN clear.
KR4 GIP looking for a radio check.
Four JC, you got a good radio check.
Care is your EJP, I think it was, for the radio check. You're loud and clear over here in Frank and Abel, Florida. Over.
The East Coast Reflector Youth Net will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Al, W2SAL, for the ECR Friday Night Youth Net number 144. I'll be your host again tonight. Carlos, N1NCB, is out on assignment. And we've got Grayson, KG4BUD, and Ms. River, KR4GIP, as a youth co-host, along with Ms. Vicky, logging, KE8VKY in the background, keeping us all straight. So with that, let's get around and see if there's any mobiles out there that wish to check in at this time. All right, and on the mobile side, how about regular check-ins? We'll take you now. Let's go.
November 3, Mike Delta Charlie. November 3, Mike Delta Charlie.
AC4BR, Alpha Charlie 4, Bravo Romeo.
A4G, in and out.
Kilo 6, Alpha Delta Sierra, K6ADS.
Lost you, and then we had the last caller was in and out, and we didn't get your call sign either. about that November 3.
Yes, Al, this is November 3, Michael, Australia. I'm Michael here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Kilo, Foxtrot, Tank, Bravo, Victor, Whiskey, KF8BVW.
W2KJV, W2KJV.
KQ4GKO, I'm going to be in and out, KQ4GKO.
Whiskey Bravo 3, India Lima Alpha, Whiskey Bravo 3, India Lima Alpha.
Is there anyone else out there wishing to check in? Hey, folks, let's hold up there from the bottom up. I got KE8YDE, KD3AJN, November 3, Delta, Quebec, Delta, KE9DFF, WB3ILA, KQ4DKO, my pal Tony, W2KJV, KE2EDS, my pal Mark, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Victor Whiskey, Alpha Charlie 4, Bravo, let's see, Romeo. And I got November 3, MDC, along with K6, ADS. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Grayson, and he can talk to you. Our question tonight is, what makes you laugh? It doesn't matter what it is, and you can ask the kids the same question or a different question. How about that? With that, Grayson, are you ready to go?
Alrighty, yes I am. Bottom up, KE8YED, Red from Redbone, Michigan.
This is KE8YDE, Vince, Dominic here. Is that the one you're looking for?
Yep, that is the one I'm looking for.
Get your call sign, please.
My call sign is Kilo Golf 4 Bravo Uniform Tango.
Understood. This is KT4BUT.
Alrighty, and the question of the night is, what makes you laugh?
Okay, KT4BUT, what makes me laugh is toilet humor. I love toilet humor. It's stupid, it's silly, but I'm a child at heart, so... I never got past YDE.
Alrighty, hold on a second. My screen, like, where do I change around this radio? Like, my screen gets all wonky and I don't know why. Okay, here I am. SMPs to Vince. Next up, KD3, Adrian, Anna from Bayview, from Pennsylvania.
Grayson, everyone on that. What makes me laugh is those funny videos that they show, like on that America's Funny Videos TV show. So, back to the net. WB3 Island.
Audio 732 Anna, next stop. Entry DQD, away from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, good evening, Grayson. This is M3DQD. Well, what makes me laugh is when a song is taken and different words are put in the song than the original meaning. And usually those are very, very funny. And Anna did not get checked in. There was someone else that checked in at that time. So Anna is right here. This is M3DQD.
Audio 732A. Next up.
Good evening to the ECR crew and everybody on the net. What makes me laugh is a good comedian. Back to net control, KE9DFF.
Audison, please to you. Ethan, next up, 6ADS, Andrew from Glen Bonnie, so MD was.
Hey, good evening to the net, and thank you for hosting. Good to hear from you. Kilo 6 Alpha Delta Sierra, currently somewhere in Southern Virginia, driving back to Maryland. What makes me laugh is Monty Python. I always love British humor and their silliness, and the Monty Python skits and their television shows and movies are the greatest. So back to you, the net control. Thank you very much, and keep up the great work. K6ADS.
All right, some please to you, Andrew. Next up, N4MBC, Michael from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Well, even to Grayson and everybody on the youth net. Well, Grayson, it'd have to be there some of those commercials I see on the TV, like the Liberty Mutual commercials and stuff like that. Those kind of commercials always make me laugh. So it'd have to be a commercial on the TV. Commercials you see on the TV. So that was really what makes me laugh, like the Liberty Mutual commercials, something like that. Back to you, Grayson. This is M3.
Alright, so please do. Michael, next up, 84BR, boy from Monticello, Kentucky.
Good evening, Grayson, everybody on the net. Let's see, what makes me laugh? It may be corny, but it's dad jokes. So, for example, you know, the one that's like, sometimes the grass don't be wet of a morning, sometimes it do. And other stupid ones. Anyway, that's what I tend to enjoy the most, is the stupid dad jokes. Anyway, turn it back to you there, Grayson, AC4BR. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, Trump, please do, Brian. Next up, KF8B. KF8BVW, Zach from Montezuma Hills, Michigan. Oh, because Zach is not there. K2EDS, Mark from Emma, New York.
Well, good evening, River, Sal, Vicky, and everyone else on the net tonight. I like silly humor, you know. I say stupid bad words, so we'll go with silly humor. And Grayson, I have a question for you. Totally off of this subject. What is your favorite season? What is your favorite season?
Season, I'm probably going to say summer, you know, school's off, and stuff in my birthday month. Oh, no, June is my birthday month, but.
Oh, good evening, Grayson. Good evening, Sal. Nice to hear you, Sal. You sounded good. I like, and they make me laugh quite a bit, are the animal, funny animal videos on YouTube. Back to you, Grayson. Hope everyone has a great night. W2KJB.
All right, complete to you, Tony. Next up, KQ Full GKO, John from New Ball, North Carolina. Okay, never mind. He was in and out. Next up, N3BTD, away from Beaver, Pennsylvania. N3BTD, away from Beaver, Pennsylvania. You there?
Yeah, good evening, Grayson. This is N3DQD. You already had called on me. I like funny songs. That's what makes me laugh. This is N3DQD.
All right, Sam, please see you away. Next up, KD3, AJN, Anna from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone else on that tonight. My grandchildren make me laugh. They're the funniest things. Have a good night, KD3 AJN.
All righty, time for you to Anna. Next up, I'll hand it back over to callers.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Sal, and everyone on the Utenet. My favorite comedy is Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I never get tired of watching it. Grayson, my question for you is, do you have any hobbies other than radio? Back to Net Control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
I mean, like, you know, Tinkerbell computers, other than that, I have nothing. Next up, I'll hand it back over to Evil, Sal or Carlos. Wait, there's both people. coming in, checking. Okay. K4PJM, Kinsley from Newport, Florida.
Well, good evening, Grayson and River and everybody in the Zoom room and everybody on the Usenet. I see my granddaughter's name, Kinsley, up there. She is the one that makes me laugh. She likes to come up with the joke of the day. And she gets them off of the Google and she has to repeat them to me. And sometimes she makes them up. They don't make any sense, but they are funny. How about you, Grayson? What do you like to laugh about? What's the funny thing to you? K4PJM, back to that.
I'm gonna sort of a whole mix of other things. I don't really laugh at like jokes. I don't really get jokes all that often. When I do them, not really funny. I don't know. I'm still different, I guess. Yeah. I thought Kensley. I thought that was under the nickname, so some of the kids, right? Don't forget to Perry and Kendallie. Next up, KE9EFX, Jacob from WWE, Indiana.
KE9EFX from Dubois, Indiana. Thanks for running the net, Grayson. What makes me laugh is during my work day, I'll listen to some podcasts. A comedian comedy show every Monday, and I listen to that. It's pretty funny. Back to you, Net Control, 73, KE9EFX.
I'll just jump to Jacob. Next up, N5RTC, Terry from Austin, Texas.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Sal, Carlos, and I guess Vicky's on the logs tonight. What makes me laugh? British humor, Monty Python, Fawlty Towers, Absolutely Fabulous, or as it's known, AbFab. Those are some of my favorite British comedy shows. Back to you, Grayson, M5RTC.
Orson 3-2, Terry, next up, I'll send it to Sal to pass it over to Wibble. H20, so probably pass it over to Wibble. That said, some of these are probably, like, unless I check in, it's probably I would. So, right now, some of these.
Alright, fine job out there, Grayson, so far. We might give you a couple more. Just a reminder that tomorrow, in a 40-meter net, 7.245 at 9 a.m., and then tomorrow night, trivia, 11 p.m., right here on these frequencies. And with that, let's see, what else do we have? The other night, Wednesday night, we had open mic night with Mark. That's an 8 p.m.er. And with that, let's see who is out there that wishes to check in tonight's Usenet. With that, we'll take you now. Let's go.
N2BH.
Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Unit for Papa. Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Unit for Papa.
Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles. Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles, Mobile.
Kilo 6, Golf Bravo Zulu, K6, GBZ, in and out.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Zulu, Lima, Golf, check me in and out, 73.
Whiskey 5, Golf Uniform Delta, in and out, Whiskey 5, Golf Uniform Delta.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra, Mike November, AEA, SMN.
Whiskey Delta 4, Kilo Alpha Quebec, in and out. Whiskey Delta 4, Kilo Alpha Quebec, in and out.
Don't forget, folks, you can also hit us on the text line at 716-317-9050. Those are not for in-and-outs. Those are for you to stick around and chit-chat with. So don't forget, you can make that a little bit easier on yourself and us by hitting that text line. Anyone else out there, let's go. Come on, I know there's a few people out there sandbagging. We need like two or three more so we can turn this over to Miss River and she can run them.
KSUC.
November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa, N7, FGP.
All right, KF0, question mark, you want to come back with your suffix on that, please?
KF0, VOZ, Kilo, Foxtrot, Zero, Victor, Oscar, Zulu.
Roger on the Victor, Oscar, Zulu. All right, anyone else hitting that fun button tonight? Let's go. All right, nothing else hurts from the bottom up, November 7, FGP, KF0, VOZ, WD4, KAQ, KE8, SMN, W5, GUD, KF4, ZLG, K6, GBZ, KB2, WGC, KM7, BUP, November 2, BH, is at the top of the list, and did I miss anyone before we start this? All right, I got someone tossing the carrier out there, but there's no modulation, so we'll try coming back to you in a few minutes. With that, Ms. River, I'm going to turn it to you. So everyone say hello to Ms. River, KR4GIP, and don't forget, our question tonight is, what makes you laugh? And you can ask her a question, too. She won't bite, honest to God. Now, Ms. River, it's off to you.
Thank you, Sal. Next up, we have NGBH, Bill in Palmer, New York.
Good evening, River. Grayson did a good job. Nice to hear you tonight. I'm going to go with my grandkids also. My son's 9 years old, and he's a stitch. N2BH.
Thanks for coming. Next up, we have KM7BUP, Dan in Layton, Utah. What say you?
Well, I like sneaking up behind my coworkers. It's just beyond reach, just in case fists fly, and giving them a good start, just standing there behind them. Now, how about you, River, Ms. River? What makes you laugh? KM7BUP.
That is Peach Comedy. Thanks for coming, and what makes me laugh is my sisters and my dad. They're very funny. Next up, we have KB2WGC. Kevin in Homestead, Florida.
Good evening, River, and everybody else behind the scenes. I like British comedy, especially Fawlty Towers, and I do like the early Frasier episodes. Back to you next, KB2WGC.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up we have W5GUD, Keith in Montgomery, Texas.
Good evening. Keith in Montgomery, Texas, W5GUD. I would have to say it would be the kids make me laugh at the school where I work. Back to next.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have KE8SMN, Jeff in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Good evening, River, and everyone on KE8SMN. I guess put me down for watching old episodes of Seinfeld. We really need a laugh. We'll put that on. So my question for you, River, is here in Rochester Hills, I would say we got close to 7 inches of snow here in the last day and a half. Do you have any snow on the ground at your house? KE8SMN.
Nope. Most winters in New Bern are very, in North Carolina, are very mild, and like, it's been, we actually had snow pretty recently, it's like last year, but we are expecting some snow, a little bit of snow this Sunday, maybe, but I think it's coming. Next up we have, KF0VOZ, Myron in Stanton, Nebraska.
Thank you for running the net tonight, but as far as the
question goes is I enjoy watching the animals that are the farm I live on, but that's really entertaining. But I a lot of stuff makes me laugh. And as for my question to you, what is your favorite thing to do outside of radio on a regular basis? But that's all that I really have for the net. So thank you for running it again. And this is KF0VOZ.
Well, I like listening to music and playing on my recorder. And that's pretty much it. I do like going outside. And I do have a new hobby of resin art. But, oh yeah, I do have Civil Air Patrol. I have recently joined that. And I'm super excited. Next up we have M7FGB-GP, Scott in Jamestown, New York.
Well, good evening, River, and everyone on the net tonight. You know, Monty Python, you can't beat that. There was another British comedy I liked. It was called, I think, The IT Crowd. That was pretty funny. So my question to you is, what's your favorite band or singer?
Well, I don't really pay attention to the names of the singers or the bands, but one that comes to mind is Lilith Max. She makes a lot of good songs. And that's about it. Next up we have KC1QPL, John in South St. Paul. I should know this one. MN, Minnesota.
Good evening, River. Everyone in Zoom, everyone on the net tonight. KC1QPL. What makes me laugh? Johnny Carson and Rodney Dangerfield, among many other things. And my question for you, River, is what is your favorite food that you like to eat? Like, when you can have your meal, what would you have? KC1QPL.
Well, if it has to be an actual food that you'd have for dinner, or a meal, an actual meal, it would be, that's a hard one. I like a lot of things. But if it's just a meal, like a snack or something, that's going to have to be a Japanese dessert, mochi. I love that stuff. That stuff is amazing. Next up we have KM4CTB, Donnie in Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Well, good evening, River and Grayson and everybody on the net. KM4CTB, Donnie in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Well, we used to have a lot of good comedy shows on TV when I was young. Mr. Ed, my favorite, Martian, two different shows, Three Stooges, a lot of this stuff. Don't have quite as many as we used to have, but there's still some reruns out there you can watch. Thanks for running the net. Y'all do a great M4CTB. Back to that.
All right. Thank you for coming. Next up we have WBHODF, Dave in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Good evening, River, and everybody else on the net tonight. Hey, could you repeat the question? Is it my favorite food?
My favorite food is a Japanese dessert. It's mochi. M-O-C-H-I. Would you like to answer the question, what makes you laugh?
All right, thank you. That was the question I was looking for. Well, I hope you get much more of your favorite dessert in the future here. What makes me laugh are all of the old-time, I'm 68 years old, so all of the old-time comedy shows on television, I love them all. They all make me laugh. Thanks for doing the net. This is Dave, WB8ODF in Ypsilanti, Michigan, 30 miles west of Detroit.
All right, thank you for coming. I'm going to hand it over to Carlos to get some more check-ins and probably hand it over to Ivan. KR4GIP, over to you, Carlos.
Well, hello, Reaver, and thank you for that. That was a great first half hour. I made it back from the family dinner and in time to participate and help my colleague Sal run the net. Thanks for kicking the starter, Sal, over there. This is Carlos, N1CBM, and yeah, I love mochi too. Blood orange mochi is my favorite. And the black humor, I like the dark humor, I should say. Dark humor, it's super, super cool. And obviously, Monty Python from the 70s, the 60s from the 70s, The Kids in the Hole back in the 90s were also good. And my favorite actor is Leslie Nielsen. He's a good comedian. Sadly, we lost him in 2012. Anyways, this is Carlos, N1CDM. As I said, the question of the night is what makes you laugh? What makes you laugh? And remember, guys, we have a text check-in line so you can avoid the pileups, which is 716-317-9050. If you like the fancy way of doing the check-in, you can also use the email, text@ecr.radio. With that being said, let's look for more check-ins. General check-ins, anybody, anywhere. Come now with your call signs twice. N2ZVN. N2ZVN. Just me tonight.
Wait, Kilo Echo. Yankee Delta Echo.
KE8DLC, Kilo Echo 8, Victor Lima Charlie.
M6QDY, M6QDY.
KQ4GLY, KQGLY.
Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Lima. Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Lima.
Okay, we got a little nice list here, starting from the bottom up, W2SAL, Sal, KQ4GLY, Chris, 6QDY, David, KE8VNC, Oliver, KE8YDE, Vince, you're new to the system, we'll come back to you in a minute, and N2ZVN, Alan. We'll send it back over to River for this quickie, here's the six list, and we'll bring it back to send it to Ivan later on. River, you have it.
All right, thank you, Carlos. Next up, we have N2ZVN, Alan in Kendall, New York.
Well, good evening, River, Grayson, Sal, and Carlos. Well, I think Jackie Gleason makes me laugh. He is just so comical in any of his shows and movies. I love watching him. And if I got a question for you, are you going to participate at all in the VHF contest this weekend? It's a lot of fun. Anything from 50 megahertz up. That's all I got for now. Everyone have a great night. N2ZVN. Back to Matt.
I have not heard anything about a contest. Maybe I will, though. Thanks for coming. Next up, we have KEHYDE, Vince in Redford, Michigan. Looks like you're new here. Welcome to the YouthNet.
Well, thank you. KEHYDE, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Delta Echo, of course, my grandkids, always a speech riot, and toilet humor and dark sarcasm are my favorite. British humor, like Mr. Bean and Benny Hill, classics. But my question for you, Rivers, is do you play any musical instrument? Back to you, KEHYDE.
Yes, I do play a musical instrument. I play. Thanks for coming. Next up, we have KEHVLC, Oliver in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I think I laugh at my own joke a little bit too much. As corny as that might be, I guess you just have to find something to laugh about sometimes in life. My question for you is, how old were you when you got your ham radio license? Back to Met Control, KEHVLC, back to Met Control.
It was actually last August, right after my birthday, and I am 12. So I'm kind of new to ham radio. So yeah. Next up we have KQ4G N6QDY David in Sacramento, California.
Hello, River, Grayson, I think Iden's in there, and Carlos and Sal and everybody in the Zoom control room and everybody on the net, N6QDY. What makes me laugh? My grandkids, like the other camps, my grandkids. And my question to you is, what is your favorite subject in school, River? Back to Net Control, N6QDY.
I like science and literature, and yeah, that's all I like out of schoolwork. Next up, we have KQ4GLY Chris in Parrish, Florida.
Good evening, River, and everyone on the net. I like the old sitcom Married with Children. That makes me laugh. Back to you, KQ4GLY.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have W2SAL, Sal in Cheektowaga, New York.
Good evening, Ms. River. Fine job you're doing out there as well. My favorite that makes me laugh are the old sitcoms, comedians, whatnot. Even some of the magic shows. But my question to you is, are you planning on doing Winter Field Day, not this weekend, but next weekend, which would be the 24th and 25th?
I'm not really sure. I don't really know what's happening more than 2 weeks from now, or more than a week from now. We usually go to see them. Next up, we have WG5DON, Don in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Good evening to you,
River and Ivan Grayson and all the rest of the crew. I think I'd have to cast a vote here regarding the question for Gilbert, the comic strip. Really, really enjoyed that guy's humor. I thought he was just awesomely funny sometimes. And my question for you is, do you have any immediate plans to upgrade in the near future? Back to you.
Well, if I understand the question correctly, I plan to become a pilot for FedEx when I'm older. And I've been wanting to do that for as long as I can remember. I'm going to hand it over to Carlos or Sal to hand it over to Ivan. This is KR4GIP.
Well, great job there, River. This is Carlos, N1CBM, and for the net, we're getting close to 8:48. We have plenty of time to get at least 12 more check-ins and make a good number for this net number 144, January 16, 2026. Check-ins come now with your call times twice and slow. The kids would like to talk to you and answer your questions too. N1CBM, please come now.
KR4COE, Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Oscar Hotel, just checking into the net, top of the evening, we'll be monitoring, we'll be IO, in and out.
Kilo 2, Alpha Papa, Kilo 2, Alpha Papa, good evening to the net.
All right, anybody else for this round of check-ins? We're at 41, and Ivan is a little bit sad that he's only going to get 3 check-ins. Let's see if we get some more. I will not bite if we get some more check-ins for tonight's Usenet. Come on, call sign 12, please.
B2P,
November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo. November 4, Romeo Hotel Echo.
KE2EHI, Kilo Echo 2, Echo Hotel India, in and out for the count, 7-3.
Net control here is Whiskey 2, Delta Oscar Sierra, that is W2, DOS, Whiskey 2, Delta Oscar Sierra. I'm going to be in and out here from New Jersey. Good evening.
All right, let's see if we get this going. From the bottom up, we got W2, DOS, Cash, KE2, EHI, Joe, N4, RHE, Roger, WE2, PPC, Frank, K2AP, Joe, K2CMT, KR4COH, Hector, and we just got KR4GIP, River, checking in via text, I think. I'm going to send it over to Ivan, KE2EGF. He's going to take this list and run the net for the UthNet number 144. This is Carlos N1CBM sending it to Ivan.
Well, thanks, Carlos. Yeah, sorry I'm a little bit late tonight, guys. We had again for 3 weeks in a row. But, yeah, after another late-night school event, we're doing all right. Luckily, made it in time. The last few times we're going to make it in, but the other time the internet went down. So, yeah, anyways, first off here, let's head on down to KQCMT. Mike and Debris, Florida. The question right is, what makes you laugh, Mike? Please know.
Ivan, the thing that makes me laugh the most here lately is Terry in Austin, Texas, N5RTC. Every time my old boy opens his mouth in the Zoom room, I get a cackle. Everyone have a great evening. This is Kilo 2, Charlie Mike Tango.
Thanks, Alright, 7330 Mike. Next stop, let's head to Kilo 2 Alpha Papa. Joe in East Islip, New York. Please come out.
Okay, good evening, Ivan. Good evening, Sunette. Well, I would have to say the thing that makes me laugh is to watch my dog do things. She's very funny. I don't think she means to be, but she makes me laugh all the time. K2AP, back to that.
I'm sorry there, Joe. I didn't hear that well. Is it your granddaughter that makes you laugh, or is it your dog?
My dog. D-O-G, dog, yeah. In fact, I always tell her she has a call sign, WA2DOG. Okay, K2AP, back to
all right, so let me say to you there, Joe. Yeah, I've seen some things on dog call signs. yeah, I got four cats, and they're very funny, especially a few of them. Anyways, let's put that S9 down to WB2, PVC, Frick, and Copiac, New York. Please come now.
Okay, very good, Ivan. The thing that makes me laugh is my granddaughter with her one-word answers when she texts. I think I get a kick out of it. Back to you, Evan.
So we do you there, Frank. All right, next up, let's pass on down to N4RHE Roger in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Down to you.
Good evening, Ivan. November 4, Romeo Teleco. I enjoy Carol O'Connor's role as Archie Bunker in All of the Family. My question, Ivan. Do you know the lyrics to any Beatles song? November 4, Roger Hammond, Enthusiast, Return to Net.
Yeah, I do. So, let's see. I got some good ones. There's Blackbird, and, yeah, I don't know too many names off the top of my head, but I do listen to a lot of Beatles songs. Let's see, there's Blackbird. There's another one I know really well. Here Comes the Sun, yep, Hey Jude, and, yeah, a bunch of others. So, yeah, Twist and Shout, that's some good ones there, but, yeah. Anyways, let's see here. Anyways, all right, down to Kilo Echo 2 at Hotel India. Joe in West Jordan, New York, please come now. Now we're going to go down to Whiskey 2, Delta Oscar Sierra. Cash is new to the system. Welcome, and Brielle, New Jersey, please come out.
Yeah, and out, but good evening to all. Just listening here on this Friday night here from New Jersey. Greetings, and yeah, coming in from the coast of Manasquan, New Jersey. Nice to hear you all. Just passively listening. W2DOS. Name is Cash from Manasquan, New Jersey.
That's it, Cash. The question is, what makes you laugh? Can you answer that for me?
As silly as it sounds, I have a network engineering. That's what I do for a living as my job. And I'm always just stuck looking at computer screens and kind of stuff, emails and calls all day. So at the end of the day, you try to go and watch some Elmo. As silly as it sounds, I sometimes watch Elmo before bed to go get a good bath and take my mind off of work and off of everything. And that's all I got. W2, DOS, back to you from the control.
All right, 73CCash, well, welcome to the Usenet, and if you want, we're going at this time every Friday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we sometimes go about 10 minutes past, but, you know, that is all right. Anyways, thank you very much for checking into the Cash. Hopefully we'll see you next week. Next up, we have KR4GIP River in Newport, North Carolina. Please come now. All right, thank you, Ivan. I did answer the question before, someone asked me, but I'll answer it again. My dad and my sisters and my cat, they all make me laugh. They're very funny. Back to you, Ivan. This is KR4 GIP.
All right, 7321. Yes, the pets are very funny. I got an orange one, and let me tell you, that cat is really funny. Anyways, yeah, they are as crazy as they talk about for them. But anyways, next up, we're going to go down to Vicky, KE8VKY. Please come out.
Good evening, Ivan. I think the funniest thing to me is when somebody tries to give Grayson a hard time, and before anybody can even jump in to help him, he's put him in their place. You guys are doing great. Have a good night. K8VKY.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Andrew Ricky. All right. Well, I think that's it for the Usenet today. I didn't get too much time, but it seems as if the rest of the Usenet was very successful. Nice little rag tonight. And, yeah, I like how we're kind of, you know, slowing it down to get some more, you know, bag shoes like we've been doing. So, yeah, this has been a very good night, it seems. And, yeah, that's for me today. I think I am passing down to Carlos next, and we'll see you again. This is KE2-ECF.
Well, thank you, Ivan. That was a good short run, but it was very juicy. I liked it. As you said, the net has been being consistent with every night. Every night we've been doing it. It's nice check-ins, nice interaction between you guys and the ECR family out there checking in. Thank you very much, everybody who always participates here in this net. We appreciate you all. On behalf of Dick, Vicky, the ECR High Brass, and of course River, Ivan, and Grayson, Sal, and myself, and 1CBM, would like to thank you all for participating. I want to terminate the net number 144 for January 16, 2026. And I'm going to return the reflector to its normal amateur radio use. 7-3, everybody. We'll see you next Friday.
Clear. 28 degrees.
PQCQ, this is Alpha Kilo 6 Mike Uniform. I wonder if I can find somebody on this frequency spot. I like to verify my setup, my rig here. It's new to me, and the antenna as well. So it will be nice if I can have a signal report, if somebody can answer to me. This is Alpha Kilo 6 Mike Uniform, Julian here in Santa Clara. Thank you.
Alpha Kilo 6, Mike. I didn't get the rest of the call sign, but the 5x5, I mean.
Thank you very much for the answer. The call sign again is Alpha Kilo 6, Mike Uniform. Alpha Kilo 6, Mike Uniform. I'm located here in Santa Clara. My name is Julian. And definitely your signal report, I would say it's 5958, but very close to 59. Over.
Hi, Julian. Alpha Kilo 6, Mike Uniform. My name is Vince. This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Delta Echo KE8YEE. 5-9 by me, too.
Thank you very much for your answer. I'm still getting familiar with the whole procedure. I'm sorry that I didn't spell correctly my call sign first time. I'll take care from now on. Anyway, thank you very much. Again, this is Alpha Kilo 6 Mike Uniform checking out, 73.
Before you hang out, Alpha Kilo 6 Michigan Uniform, do you mind telling me where you are calling from? What state, what area? Alpha Kilo 6, Michigan Uniform. Are you calling from California, Lucian?
Distorted. Come again and slowly, please. KD6CWR. Worked on a transmission, but go to a different location. Maybe your location is preventing you for full access or line of sight to the repeater. And I'll wait here. KD6CWI, good evening.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 28 degrees.